New Varieties Development and Management Corp., which we refer to as NVDMC, was formed in 2005, originally funded in 2006. It's a grower-funded program.
Why was this corporation formed?
The corporation was formed for several reasons. One is to provide strategic and financial support to the in-state breeding programs. We learned back in 2004, 2005 that many, if not all, of the promising citrus varieties worldwide developed in private or public breeding programs will be patented. International plant breeder rights would be associated in some form of licensure. And it became known at that time that we really needed a collective mechanism through which to support these programs and also to serve as a central licensing arm for the industry. So we will, on behalf of the growers, seek to identify material that could be of value here, have it trialed in our unique climate, determine if it is commercially viable, and then negotiate for commercial rights to those varieties on behalf of the growers, and then sublicense the variety out to growers, packers, nurseries, or whatever the master agreement might call for. That way the variety owner is dealing with one entity instead of hundreds, and we can continue to provide affordable, equal, and timely access to the growers for new and exciting material.
What kind of varieties of citrus are you looking for?
We've got a number of things. We have one processing orange that's an IFA selection that's an early maturing Valencia that's under contract. We have another processing orange that's in quarantine that's coming in that we're very excited to put into trials. So we look at fresh and processed. We also have about 13 tangerines that are in the seedless category and a range of maturities that are going into trial. We have a couple tangerines or specialty fruit that are under contract that are available commercially. So we look at a wide range of things. We even have some growers that have asked for some assistance in some high-value limes to bring them in, which we've assisted with that. So we do look at specialty. We look at grapefruit and grapefruit hybrids. And we also look at fresh and processed oranges. And some of the work that we support in the way of variety development addresses all of those areas. We're trying to support an expansion of the navel orange growing season. We're supporting an expansion of the grapefruit growing season with earlier and later maturities. Ferrano coumarin and free grapefruit, canker tolerant grapefruit. We'd like to see high value traits in processing oranges that would be of value to that segment. And then, of course, easy peel, seedless and low seeded mandarins to help us to recapture the eastern seaboard in that market.
How many different varieties have been made available to Florida citrus growers so far through the work of the corporation?
We now have 20 varieties under contract that are in various stages. We have two University of Florida varieties, the processed orange that I mentioned, and a specialty variety called the Sugar Bell. Those are available commercially. The Tango from the University of California Riverside, which is a mid-season seedless easy peel tangerine, is available commercially. We have assisted USDA in patenting and commercializing their very first variety, which is the U.S. Early Pride tangerine. And we're in the final drafts of that agreement, and we're doing that in a cooperative effort with Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California. And we hope to see that in the commercial stage by fall, if not mid-summer. So that puts us in four commercial varieties out of 20. The other 16 are in the evaluation and experimental stage, just trying to gain an overall assessment of their suitability to our climate. Another six were public domain that will just be openly available.
Where's the corporation going from here?
Everything moving forward in the in-state breeding programs, which we still view as the highest and best hope for Florida growers due to the unique characteristics of our growing area and climate, is going to be in the experimental variety stage. So we've worked very closely with USDA to put together a program to move things out to growers for grower trial and evaluation. And we work very closely with IFAS and the CREC and Florida Foundation Seed to put together a program studying commercial programs from California, from Washington State, and other areas where we're going to have programs for growers to sign up to trial and evaluate varieties that are in the experimental stage but we think have potential, and allow the growers to participate in that process of evaluating the varieties and offering input on what should move forward commercially. So we're really looking for the growers and the nurseries to stay engaged on this, because a tremendous amount of material is going to be available coming forward.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.